This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. And as we head into the end of the week, let's just stop and think again about this issue of prayer as we have been all week. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is the foundation of your spiritual relationship with God. It is what helps you get to know God better. It's what lets you express the deep things on your heart to God. Don't let prayer just become sort of this formal, rote statement of your shopping list that you're bringing to God. Rather, let it be the expression of the real burdens on your heart to God, the opening up of your heart to speak to God. God doesn't want you to just use flowery language of beautiful praise. He also wants you to say, God, I'm upset today. God, I'm really mad. How could you let this happen to me? He wants you to express your real feelings to him. If you want a real relationship with God, well, then you've got to be real with him. So learn to be real. Learn to pray often. Make prayer just the natural response of your heart to every circumstance of your life, and watch God getting involved in your life. I want to take you to a simple verse in the book of Proverbs today. This is what it says in Proverbs 15, verse 8 in the Bible. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. That is, if there's all sorts of things that in your life that you know are offensive to God, that you know God doesn't want in your life, ways you're acting, ways you're talking, things you've been hiding, these kinds of things, it does no good to then put on some kind of religious facade and do your Christian activities and think that that makes things okay. God knows your heart, and just that you bring sacrifices, that you're involved in the church meeting, when there's all this stuff going on in your life, that does not make God happy. But he goes on to say, the prayer of the upright is his delight. Oh, when you're walking with God and you pray, it's not just good for you. God loves it when you pray to him out of a heart that is really wanting to honor him and love him. Prayer is not a guessing game. It's not this key to a heavenly dispensing machine. It's communing with the God of the universe, sharing your innermost thoughts and needs and feelings, in addition to just talking to God about how great he is to you and all that he does. And God tells us to pray, and then he assures us that he will respond. And we need to also learn to ask, God, is there some of this wickedness, as the beginning of the verse says, in my own heart? Is there stuff in my own heart that's making it not a pleasant thing for you when I come to you in prayer? I want to deal with those things. I want to get them out of the way, because there is nothing more important to me than my relationship with you. And that's real Christianity. Do you know that when you're just playing the religious game, that is ugly to the people around you who are not a part of God's family? That is not beautiful. That's just repulsive. It pushes them away from Christianity and from God. But when you let people see a real Christianity, that is so attractive to people. Because knowing and walking with God is something that sets you apart from everybody around you, and not in a bad way, but in a really good way. It is so desirable and neat to see a life that is in tune with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.